Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
God bless you, everyone. It is an honor and a privilege to be with you today. Baruch Hashem, we praise you, God, for Yeshua, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Prince of Peace. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Happy Memorial Day for folks that observe it in the United States of America and any place else that I don't know about, but God bless you, one and all. Today in the United States, we take this time to celebrate our fallen heroes, all over the world. And every place that they have served, both men and women, that they have served the United States of America. And I'm sure that in the countries all over the world, there's probably some place that serves some sort of day like this. And you stand and observe a time set aside for your fellow countrymen that have served your country also. Father God, we praise you right now and we honor you. We ask that you bless the families of our fallen heroes, Father God, and bless our country. We praise you, Father God, and we honor you. We take this opportunity right now to bless the reading of your word, Acts chapter 18. We take time right now to observe the prophets and the Christians that have served you and fell to being a martyr for serving you. And there have been many, many, many over all these times, Father God, that have served you and have died for their faith, for the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ and sharing the word. We praise you right now, Father God. We honor you. The disciples all died serving you, the apostles. And many, many others have died for the faith and are dying right now all over the world for their faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They dare stand up for you, the persecuted Christians all over the world. Father God, we thank you and we ask you to wrap your arms around them and their families. We're being persecuted more and more every day for our faith. The enemy comes in like a mighty flood. You said it would be so, Father God. You said that it would be so. All the way through the word, you said it would be this way. You're worth standing up for, Lord. You're worth it. Soon, yes, very soon, we're going to see the King. There's a great day coming. There's a great day coming. Look up, folks. Our redemption draweth nigh. Praise your glorious name, and we honor you this day. In the glorious and precious name of Yeshua, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Prince of Peace, you're coming. You're coming. Hallelujah, you're coming. Amen and amen. Father God, we thank you right now for the way that we are able to get your word out to Africa, Asia, Antarctica, Australia, Europe, North, South, and Central America. You said your word never returns void. We have to look at you and believe you for everything you say. You are not a man that you should lie, nor the son of a man that you would repent. If you say it, it is so. And we thank you for it, Father. We do not question you. We cannot question you. Your ways are higher than our ways. Your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. One day is 1,000 days, and 1,000 days, one day to you. It's very hard being a human being, but that's faith. Faith is the essence of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Thank you, Father God. I have to tell myself that every day. Believe. I have to believe in you. I choose to believe in you. I know who you are. I know who you are. If I look at me, I will fall down and die. I look at you. I can't look at man. I look at you. Praise you, Lord, and honor you. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. To your glory, to your honor, and your praise, I plead the blood of Jesus over the chat room, the phone lines, the internet. I plead the blood of Jesus over every episode that's been preached on this Blog Talk Radio show. Let me tell you about my Jesus. He can be your Jesus, too. I plead the blood of Jesus over the LaceyKMinistries.org website, over every countryman that's come in. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood. I plead glory, glory, glory. I plead the blood over the Facebook, my Facebook. I plead the blood over every human being I know, my family, my friends, past, present, and future relationships. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Welcome. Welcome, everyone. Chat room is open. Come in love, in spirit, and in truth. Come in peace, and joy, and love. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you, one and all. May I blow you a holy, healing kiss in the glorious and precious name of Yeshua, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Prince of Peace. Oh, how he loves you. Paul was rejected by the Jews. He spoke strong, in strong, clear language. Indeed, he did. You know, Paul didn't mince words with anybody. He didn't. He said it clear, like the Holy Spirit had him say it. Paul was clear, clean, and he said it like it was. Paul said somewhere there in the book of Acts, and we're going to get to it eventually. He did indeed. He made it clear. Clear as he could make it. That it didn't matter to him what anybody thought about him. He didn't matter to him what he even thought about himself. What mattered to him was what God thought about him. That's all that mattered, is what God thought about him. You know, I had adopted that attitude for quite some time. I searched my heart daily, all the time. And I had began to feel that way, but then I had a stumbling block come for me. I did indeed. I let things get in my way. But the Lord's lifting me up and he's putting me back on my feet. Yes, indeed he is. And I'm getting better. Yes, indeed I am. I'm getting better. Lord's lifting me up and putting me back on my feet. Yes, sir. And I praise him for it. We answer to the Lord. We do indeed. You're never going to please any human being. You please this person, and then that person comes in and they don't like what you did. You never notice that? This group and that group, they're all going to gripe about you and what you did and how you did it. So you got to go on and just do what the Lord tells you to do. So let us begin. Acts chapter 18. Today we're joining on Acts chapter 18. Paul speaks clearly to the Jews at Corinth. Come and join me. Let us see their reactions and what follows afterwards. God bless you. Blessings and shalom. Everyone, Jesus loves you, and so do I. Evangelist Lacey K. Green, you can join me at LaceyKMinistries.org. Remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Pray for the children of the world, the sick and the poor and elderly. That's right. Remember that, will you? I posted, call to me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which you know not. Jeremiah 33:3. Also in Jeremiah 33:6, he said, behold, I will bring health and healing. I will heal them and reveal to them the abundance. Yes, sir. Read it. Acts chapter 18, folks. After these things, Paul departed from Athens and went to Corinth. Remember, we talked about it in chapter 17 about him talking to the people on Mars Hill. And he said, I perceive that you are very religious. Remember all the unknown gods that they worshipped, and he was talking to them about to the unknown God that they were worshipping, and he told them all about it. So he left Athens and he went to Corinth. And after these things, Paul departed from Athens and went to Corinth. And he found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Patmos, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had commanded all the Jews to depart from Rome, and he came to them. So because he was of the same trade, he stayed with them and worked for by occupation as they were tent makers. Now, Paul was a tent maker during the week. Tend to forget that he had to make a living. Now, the Jews rejected Paul. Now, I just got to get a load of this, you know? You just got to get a load of this. If you try to preach the gospel, any at all, I've done street preaching, I've done mission preaching, and we're going to talk about some of that, mission preaching and street preaching. I've done some of that. I've done pulpit preaching in churches. I've done lay preaching. I've done just about everything that you can talk about that way. And I know about rejection, and I know, and I've talked to many, many types of ministers, many types of women's ministries, children's ministries, youth ministries. I've done a little bit of this and a little bit of that on a little scale, big scale, many, just name it. And I've talked to people, all walks of life, all kinds of ministries. Ministries to the elderly, ministries to the women, ministries to the homeless, ministries to nursing homes. You know, when you're in the ministry, you are blessed to get to talk to people that do all kinds of stuff. And believe me, you get it. You get rejection. You just can't even imagine rejection. You get blessings, many, many, many kinds of blessings, but you get rejection you can't even imagine. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and persuaded both Jews and Greeks. When Silas and Timothy had come from Macedonia, Paul was constrained by the Spirit, in other words, his Spirit or the Holy Spirit, and testified to the Jews that Jesus is the Christ. Now listen to verse 6. But when they opposed him and blasphemed, he shook his garments and said to them, your blood be upon your own heads. I am clean. From now on, I will go to the Gentiles. In other words, he told them, this is strong language. I'm done with you, folks. I've given you Jesus Christ, and I'm done. This is it. I'm through talking to you guys. Your blood is on your own hands. I wash my hands of you. I shake my clothes off as a witness against you. Your blood is on your own heads. I am clean. I have spoken. Remember, Ezekiel said that too. to the Jews, his own people. Your blood is on your own hands. We are to go and tell people, give them the gospel. When they reject, you've done what you're called to do. You shake the dust off your hands. Their blood is on their own hands. I'm clean. I've done it. I'm moving on. That is hard stuff. But it's the truth. Now, I want to tell you something that happened years ago to me in a certain place. I was preaching along, doing what the Holy Spirit had called me to do. Spiritual warfare in that place was incredible. I mean, it was just incredible. I was binding the enemy. I was praising God. I was doing everything. I was doing as the Lord had told me to do. I was doing exactly what I was called to do. The spiritual warfare, like I said, was incredible. I was standing as a sheep among wolves, literally. Was getting no cooperation from anyone. This was a particular location. And there was a certain group of people in there that were possessed, oppressed, you name it. Well, there was a little cluster of folks in there that were causing a serious amount of problems. And I was standing firm on the word, and they were heckling and disruptive and everything. And I began to take authority in the name of Jesus, and I was rebuking the enemy and the authority of Jesus, and I was doing everything scripturally. Well, this particular man stood up, and I was standing there, and I said, "The Lord rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus," and I was doing everything. I was reading scripture. He stood up, and he says, "You calling me a devil? You're calling me the devil?" And I had just a couple of minutes later asked him to quiet down nicely, and everything. I was not getting cooperation from the people around that were supposed to be in authority and take authority over this man and ask him to leave. Well, he was not doing it. He was afraid of him. And he jumps up and he says, "You're calling me the devil." And he caused an uprising in the audience. He storms out, causes an uprising. Well, needless to say, it got kind of ugly in there. And when it was all said and done, the people that were supposed to be in authority and support me did not do so. They took the side of the guests in the place, which was ridiculous. And I ended up being asked to leave. Not only I did, but another man who experienced the same thing I did that week, who had the same experience I did, was also asked to leave. Both of us had been ministers in that particular place for many years. We did the same thing and took authority in Jesus' name, stood on the word, and we were both asked to leave. Pretty much like what happened to Paul here. And we said, "Your blood be upon your own heads. Our hands are clean." We were asked to leave. Well, by and by, it got cleaned up and fixed, but it was never the same. because the authority and the power was taken away. Don't you know? That's right. That's how the enemy works. It is indeed how the enemy works. Over the years, I have learned some very valuable lessons through that. There are certain places that the enemy occupies, and the powers that run the place, unless they really, really stand in the authority of Jesus Christ, there's not much you can do with it. And I've watched them crumble and have to rebuild. Yes, sir. I've watched them crumble and have to rebuild. And you'll notice that Paul just separated himself, did what he had to do, and walked away. And went to someone and went and took his message to the Gentiles as the Holy Spirit told him to. Sometimes you have to do that. As much as it hurts, you have to do that. So let us begin. Lord God of heaven and earth, as heaven is your throne and the earth is your footstool. For whatever reason I was told to tell this, I did so. That happened years and years ago, and the Lord has healed and moved on. He's blessed and double blessed and re-blessed everyone and everything. He's healed the brokenhearted and he has set the captives free. Indeed, he has. He's done a mighty work in everyone's life. And we praise you, God, and we honor you. But just like the documentation of this, Paul moved on. Everyone has moved on and life has been restored and everything is beautiful because God ordained it so. Praise his glorious and precious name. Amen and amen. We serve an awesome God. We serve a mighty God. Indeed we do. Indeed we do. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. He's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. And there's a great day coming when he comes and gathers us home to him. In Jesus' name we praise you, Lord. Amen and amen. Acts 18, verse 7. And he departed from there and entered the house of a certain man named Justus, one who worshipped God, whose house was next door to the synagogue. Then Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his household, and many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed and were baptized. You're going to hear me express that over and over and over again until the Lord takes me home or he comes. They believed and were baptized. It didn't say they waited for the next whatever. They believed and they were baptized. Now the Lord spoke to Paul in that night by vision. Do not be afraid, but speak and do not keep silent. There you have it. For I am with you. Speak and do not keep silent. You know something? The church today and the people today want you to give them candy and sugar and popcorn and oh sweets and Skittles and M&Ms and ice cream and not this one. If you don't like what I preach, you tell Jesus. You tell Jesus. For I am with you, and no one will attack you to hurt you, for I have many people in this city. You got that? Now the Lord spoke to Paul in the night by a vision. Do not be afraid, but speak, and do not keep silent. For I am with you, and no one will attack you to hurt you, for I have many people in this city. And he continued there a year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them. People, if you don't like the gospel, it's because it convicts you. If you don't like to hear that you're a sinner, and that the amazing grace of Jesus Christ saves you, it's because you're being convicted. Let me tell you something. I know about conviction. I know all about it. I thank the Lord when he disciplines me and puts me on the straight and tans my hide. I praise him for it. And he continued there a year and 6 months, teaching the word among them. Now, when Gallio was proconsul of Arcadia, and the Jews with one accord rose up against Paul and brought him to the judgment seat, saying, "This fellow persuades men to worship God contrary to the law." Go figure. And when Paul was about to open his mouth, Gallio said to the Jews, "If it were a matter of wrongdoing or wicked crimes, O Jews, there would be a reason why I should bear with you. But it is a question of words and names and your own law. Look to it yourselves, for I do not want to be a judge of such matters." And he drove them from the judgment seat. Then all the Greeks took Silithinius, the ruler of the synagogue, and beat him before the judgment seat. But Gallio took no notice of these things. He wasn't going to get involved, was he? So Paul still remained a good while. Then he took leave of the brethren and sailed to Samaria. And Priscilla and Aquila were with him. And he had his hair cut off at Cercenia. I don't know. For he had taken a vow. I don't know if he had. I'm not sure I understand that. And I'll have to look into that. He had his hair cut off at Licinia, for he had taken a vow. I guess he'd grown his hair long. I guess he had a vow not to cut his hair or something. He came to Ephesus and left them there. But he himself entered the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. When they asked him to stay longer a longer time with them, he did not consent. He took leave of them, saying, "I must by all means keep this coming feast in Jerusalem, but I will return again to you, God willing." And he sailed from Ephesus. And when he had landed at Caesarea and gone up, he greeted the church. He went down to Antioch, or to Jerusalem. Okay. After he had spent some time there, he departed and went over all the region of Galatia and Perea in that order, strengthening all the disciples. A certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexander, an eloquent man and mighty in Scripture, came to Ephesus. This man had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught accurately the things of the Lord, though he knew only the baptism of John. So he began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Aquila and Priscilla heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately. And when he desired to cross to Arcadia, the brethren spoke, exhorting the disciples to receive him. And when he arrived, he greatly helped those who had believed through grace. For he vigorously refuted the Jews publicly, showing from the scriptures that Jesus is the Christ. Wow. that glory? Isn't that glory? Chapter 19. Well, you know what? Let's see how far we get. And it happened while Paulus was at Corinth that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus and finding some disciples. He said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" And they said to him, "We have not so much as heard whether there is a Holy Spirit." And he said to them, unto what then were you baptized?" So they said, "Unto John's baptism." Then Paul said, "John did indeed baptize with the baptism of repentance, saying to the people which they believed on him who would not come after them, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. When Paul had laid hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied." Wow. Now the men who were about 12 in all. Have you received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, folks? Have you? It's easy. Surrender to the Lord and ask the Holy Spirit to come into your heart. Ask him. And he went into the synagogue and spoke boldly for 3 months, reasoning and persuading concerning the things of the kingdom of God. And when some were hardened, and did not believe, but spoke evil of the way before the multitude, he departed from them and withdrew the disciples, reasoning daily in the school of Cyrenius, however you want to pronounce that. And he continued for 2 years, so that all who dwelled in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greek. Now God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons who were brought from his body to the sick, and the diseases left them, and the evil spirits went out of them. Then some of the inherent Jews exhorted, and some of the itinerant Jews, and some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists took upon themselves to call the name of the Lord Jesus Christ over those who had evil spirits, saying, "We adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches." Also there were the sons of Zebekah, a Jewish chief priest who did so. You see, they got it, didn't they? They realized the power in the name of Jesus Christ. They got it, didn't they? Sure did. And the evil spirit answered and said, "Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you?" How about that? Then the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them, overpowered them, and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. How about that? This became known both to all the Jews and the Greeks dwelling in Ephesus, and the fear fell upon them, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. Yep, Jesus got the credit, didn't he? Also, many of those who had practiced magic brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all, and they counted up the value of them, and it totaled 50,000 pieces of silver, or $365,000. Can you just imagine how much that'd be worth now? Can you just imagine how much? So the word of the Lord grew mightily and prevailed. Just imagine. When these things were accomplished, Paul purposed in the Spirit, when he had passed through Macedonia and Arcadia, to go to Jerusalem, saying, "After I have been there, I must also see Rome." So he went to Macedonia, two of the three So he sent to Macedonia two of the three who ministered with him, Timothy and Aristeus, but he himself stayed in Asia for a time. And about that time there arose a great commotion about the way, for a certain man named Demetrius, a silversmith who made silver shrines, silver shrines of Diana, brought no small profit to the craftsmen. Yeah. You know what? We're going to stop here. We're going to stop. I'm going to write that down because I want to dwell on this a lot more next time. We're going to stop at Acts 19, verse 23. I'm going to talk some more about this right here. Sure do. I want to be able to spend more time on this. I do indeed. Okay. Lord God of heaven and earth, I thank you for the reading of your word. I thank you for the opportunity to share your great and mighty words. I praise you, Lord, and I honor you, and I give you all the glory, and I give you all the praise. I thank you, Father God, for all your good and perfect gifts. Father God, I thank you. I praise you right now. There's no one like you in all of heaven and all the earth. There's no one like you. Thank you indeed. Thank you indeed. Father God, I would be remiss if I did not take this opportunity to give my listeners, your listeners, the opportunity to receive salvation, rededication. In Jesus' name. Father God, I realize that this is a long weekend in the United States of America, but I believe that your word never returns void. I believe that there are live listeners somewhere in this world, and I believe in the United States and all over the world, and I believe that there are people listening that will be listening in the archives. So I extend this invitation in Jesus' name. If you never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today is a great day, great day. This is the invitation. I believe, I receive, I am saved. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He was crucified on the cross at Calvary, rose again after 3 days. I ask him to come into my heart, into my life, and forgive me of all my sins, remembering them and no more. I'll live my life for you, Jesus. Thank you for being my Savior, my healer, my comforter, my deliverer, and my best friend. Now you must be born again. Go to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21. It clearly says, baptism saves us. If you remember, I read to you about there in Acts 19, where it said, they believed and were baptized. John chapter 3. Nicodemus is talking to Jesus about being born again. Jesus clearly says you must be born of the water and the Spirit. Read all these things, please. Acts chapter 4, verse 5 and following. Read them. Read all the scriptures that speaks about baptism. Go to my website, www.lacykministries.org. Will you please go? Let me know that you've been baptized, that you've received Jesus Christ as your Savior. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Or you can contact me at LaceyKMinistries@gmail.com. LaceyKMinistries@gmail.com. Preference it that you've talked to me on Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Because I may think that it's just spam. So just say blogtalkradio.com, that you have listened to me on blogtalkradio.com, because if you don't say that, if you contact me through my Gmail, if you don't make it clear what it's about at the very beginning, I'll just probably delete you thinking it's just a spam letter. Okay. LaceyKMinistries@gmail.com. God bless you, one and all. My name's Evangelist Lacey Green. Again. again, it would be better to reach me through www.lacykministries.org. Okay. Until we meet again, as the Lord wills, I will see you on June the 4th. But that's Monday. But I will be with you, as the Lord wills, on Thursday, May the 31st. As the Lord wills, Thursday, May the 31st at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then again on June the 4th, as the Lord wills. God bless you one and all. Have a wonderful and glorious day. Bless your enemies. Don't curse them. Take the name of Jesus with you everywhere you go. Tell people about the show. Tell them we're studying in Acts on Monday. And we do whatever the Lord says according to His will on Thursdays. God bless you. Take care of yourselves. Love on people. Remember that your children are watching you and your grandchildren are watching you and people are watching you everywhere. And what they see is what they turn out to do. Take care of yourselves. Bye-bye. Amen and amen.